WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become mostly sunny today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. Topping our local news, a man from Atlantic was killed and a passenger in his vehicle injured during a collision Wednesday evening. 82-year-old Kenneth Dean Beamer of Atlantic died after the car he was driving pulled away from the intersection of 10th Street and Southwest 7th Street, or Highway 6, in an attempt to cross the street into the driveway of the Casey's General Store on the west side of Atlantic. Beamer's 1999 Buick LeSabre was hit nearly broadside by a semi hauling a load of grain. His daughter, 55-year-old Connie Beamer, also of Atlantic, was injured in the crash that happened just after 6:15 p.m. She was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital. A report on her condition is not currently available. The driver of the semi, 19-year-old Tucker Harvey Sager of Atlantic, was not injured. Officials say he had tried to avoid the collision, the impact of which pushed the car an estimated 50 feet before it came to rest on the westbound lane of the road, which was blocked in both directions for several hours. Deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office, officers with the Atlantic Police Department, and personnel with Atlantic Fire and Rescue were on the scene. Funeral services for Ken Beamer are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Authorities in Adair County say two Nebraska women, a mother and a daughter on their way from Omaha to Bridgewater, were injured Wednesday afternoon during an accident that took place on Highway 92 at the Cass-Adair County line. Adair County Chief Deputy Sheriff Ron Rubitz said the accident happened at around 4:32 p.m.
A tractor towing a grain cart, vehicle went out the pass, the tractor was trying to turn, the passing vehicle lost control, went off an embankment, and about two-thirds of the way down the embankment, it dug in and flipped over, landing on its top.
The 57-year-old driver and her 83-year-old passenger, both of whom are from Omaha, were injured. The passenger was flown by Mercy One helicopter to an undisclosed hospital, while the driver was transported to the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield with what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. Their tractor operator, 34-year-old man from Messina, was not hurt. The accident remains under investigation and no names have been released. Authorities in Atlantic Wednesday afternoon wrapped up their investigation into an after-school incident that took place Tuesday near the Atlantic Middle School. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said earlier Wednesday the incident had occurred after school on Tuesday and involved a possible threat.
We had a student who, after school, exhibited what looked to be the handle of a weapon tucked in his pants. Some other kids had seen him display that. So those kids reported it to Mr. Rasmus.
Atlantic Middle School Principal Josh Rasmussen contacted Atlantic Police, and after officers picked up the student for questioning and checked him for weapons, none were found.
We believe that whether he did or not, and like I said, at this point we've not found anything. We had Corey Larson come down here with his dog to take a look to see if anything could be found on kind of his route home from school. At this point, there's nothing that's been located, so we're going to basically treat it as a threat and apply the disciplinary policies based on a threat.
Amstein said later Wednesday afternoon the student admitted to Rasmussen that he had carved a look-alike pistol from wood and later tossed it into a creek near the school. The fake gun has since been retrieved. The student in question attends the middle school, but Amstein wasn't sure what grade he was in, and he would not comment on whether the student has had behavioral or disciplinary problems prior to the alleged incident. Police in Red Oak say two juveniles were arrested late Wednesday afternoon on theft and harassment charges. Authorities said a 13-year-old male was arrested for second-degree harassment and fifth-degree theft. He was detained at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. A 13-year-old male was also arrested for fifth-degree theft. In our funeral announcements, Mildred Sears, age 98, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Care Center. Funeral services for Mildred Sears will be today at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Carol McEwen, age 69, of Casey, died Monday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Carol McEwen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has arrangements. Opal Hargens, age 92, of Manning, died October 4th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Opal Hargens will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Arcadia. OD Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Harold Hal Simonton, age 88, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. A celebration of life service for Harold Simonton will be Saturday at 2 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Garst, age 86, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Mary Garst will be held on November 1st at 11 a.m. at the Coon Rapids American Legion Building. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Catherine Cole, age 52, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A private family celebration of life service for Catherine Cole will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Kenneth Beamer, age 82, of Atlantic, died Wednesday as the result of an automobile accident. Services for Kenneth Beamer are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Betty Lane, age 86, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Betty Lane are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.